One of my favorite classes in school was always the social studies classes. I loved learning about history and how people used to live, and sometimes it made me think I was born in the wrong century. Like, I want to go back to the days where fountain pens were used by everybody and men wore really cool hats and capes were still a thing. Like, those were the good days. Or even just when you could buy a car with a six-cylinder engine. Like, wasn't that great? Now it's all these four-cylinder And we can live in this kind of nostalgia, looking back and wishing things were better, the simpler times, or even in the church, the times when things were great, when we had so many people in the pews that were standing room only for every mass, and seven priests in every parish, and 21 masses on a Sunday, and I don't know how they did that, but we can lament those things, look back and wish we were still there. Back when the days when grocery stores weren't even open on Sundays and there were no kids' activities to deal with, and sit here and lament. And I'm kind of surprised the apostles didn't do that, honestly, at the ascension. And I can just imagine them. Jesus has ascended into heaven and they're like, well, he's gone now. Gonna get together in our coffee group and remember the good old days. Remember when he healed that guy? That was great. Remember when he knocked Peter down a peg that third time? Oh, that was the best. You could just see him sitting around, you know, having coffee, catching up, remembering what used to be. But that's not what Jesus called them to do. You know, I think of those two men in our first reading, the angels that appear to the apostles, staring up at the sky and say, why are you standing there looking at the sky? Wouldn't it be easy for them to say, well, did you see what happened? This guy was here, now he's up there. He just kind of rose into the sky. He ain't coming back. Well, you'd stare too. But those angels remind them that Christ left them with a mission. It's not for you to worry about when the kingdom will be restored to Israel, when I will return. You're called to be my witnesses, to go out into the world, to go and proclaim to all nations the saving power of God, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We're not called to just stand there and stare or to look back fondly on what was. We're called to go out in mission. And sometimes that kind of nostalgia can keep us from doing what we should be doing. Those times in the past are gone. Thinking about how we wish the simpler times were here or whatever isn't going to bring them back. You know, I'd love to live in a log house with a fireplace and a library and no internet, but it had some problems too, right? Outhouses are not my favorite. I don't think they are for any of us. Those times we look back on so fondly, they were fraught with challenges too. There were good things and bad, but we don't live there. Nostalgia and glorifying the past and wishing things were different changes nothing today. God, like those first apostles, is calling you to mission here and now. He has put you in this time and place to proclaim his saving power to those who need to hear it most. And if we get so caught up wishing things were different, we're not going to do what Christ is asking of us now. If we just sit back and say, wouldn't it be nice? Nothing will happen. We have to go out and be those witnesses today in the world the way it is, not the way we wish it would be. Because if you don't, who will? Who's going to proclaim Christ's saving power to those who need to hear it in our society? To tell them about our God who loved them so much that he would become man, die for their sake, and take our human nature to the right hand of God so that we might dwell with him forever, eternally in the heavenly kingdom. Wishing that people already knew won't help. Wishing that our pews were full and that sports programs didn't have things on Sunday morning isn't going to change the fact that they do. We're not called to just come here and stand and stare and remember. but like those first apostles, to go out and to live the gospel, to invite people in, to proclaim the good news to them as Jesus gave that commission to the apostles before his ascension. It's not for us to worry about when. God already did that. He decided to put you here now. He decided to call you as his disciple in this time and place. The only question is, will you do it? Will you take up that mantle like the first apostles and go out, not knowing what may come, but knowing what has been and what will be? Christ did all the heavy lifting, and he will come again to reconcile it to himself. Are you willing to go out and share that, to proclaim the good news so that all might be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and know the salvation received in that baptism? Let's take those words of the angels to heart. Why are you standing there? We can't just stand there. We can't just wish things were different. We have to go. If we don't, who will? That is the invitation of Christ today. We are called to follow where our head, Christ, has gone before. We can't do that if we don't do what he did and what he invited his apostles to do. Proclaim the good news. Live the faith. Share it with others. This is our call. This is the place and time God has called us to do it. May we live it out with joy.